Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Pork producer Smithfield Foods today reported a 76% drop in its fiscal second quarter earnings as high feed costs linked to skyrocketing grain prices hurt its hog and butterball turkey operations. Looking ahead, Smithfield Foods says the next two quarters will be difficult due to high grain costs, but production cutbacks in chicken and beef should strengthen pricing. Taking a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's at 8,578, down 12.75 points. The NASDAQ, 1490, is off 2.38. The S&P 500 at 870.33 is down just about, it's now down, about a few ticks over 1 point. Are you on the go and want to know how the commodity markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has a solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 11:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart marketing decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:44, down two last trade, down two. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:15, down 4.75 on the open. May, 5:29, down 4.25. July, 5:43, down 3.25. December, 5:81, down 5.75 on the open. December corn opened at 3:30.5, down 1.5 on the open. March, 3:46, down 2.25. May, 3:57.5, down 1.75. July, 3:67, down 2.75. December of 2009, 3:92, down 2.25. March of 2010, 4:04, down 3 on the open. January beans opened at 8:25, down 5 on the open. March, 8:28, down 7. May, 8:36, down 7. July, 8:42, down 9.25. November, 8:46, down 8.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 247.50, down 50 on the open. January, 245.50, down 120. December soybean oil opened at 30.05, down 23 on the open. January off on the open as well, down 23 at 30.35. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 84.10, up 27.5 on the open. January feeders, 88.95, up 60. December lean hogs, 57.55, down 2.5. And February pork bellies open at 91.95, down 5 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the grind lower, Dan, continues. Another week of sideways to lower prices, both corn and beans, crude oil as well. I guess we have to seriously look at the $3 level at this point and maybe something with a two handle.
Well, let's take one step at a time. I mean, we have been walking downstairs on prices, but we are now, I think, approaching some of these price levels that I think we talked about maybe upwards of a month or two ago when we started making some of those chart gaps. as maybe a halfway point to the downside, and now we're down here within striking distances of those measure and gap type objectives. So I do think we have to acknowledge the fact that we have come down a long ways, and we are nearing or closing in on some of those longer-term downside price objectives. The other thing is that the market is terribly oversold, so to speak, with this type of decline. So it is kind of ripe, at least for some kind of stabilization or short covering rally. But there's really no, there's not a whole lot to hang your hat on, at least on the demand side or the fundamental side. You look at today's weekly export sales. The numbers were all at or below expectations. Your year-to-date marketing on corn sales were down 47% from a year ago. Now, that's a pretty significant decline in export demand. Wheat sales are down 27%, again, a very significant decline. Soybeans did fall behind a year ago's levels this week, but we're only down slightly. And there is pretty good demand for soybeans, at least in the near term. You can kind of look at that by looking at your basis levels on cash soybeans.
Well, let's look at some of this then. For those who don't remember, first, why don't we review those chart gaps and those major downside objectives off the gaps and where we stand in relation to them today?
Well, on let's say July corn, I've got that in front of me. We had a chart gap that was left that first week of October, so that was like a midpoint of that chart gap was 493, and if you measured it off of the mid-September high point on July corn futures, you had a downside price objective here of about 366 and a quarter. So we've met that. We've kind of exceeded a little bit. We're at 361. Now there's a chart gap that was left when July 06 contract or July 07 contract took over back. What are we talking about? Yeah, it was when 06 expired and 07 took over. There's a July gap between 359 and 344. So I do think we're down here at some support levels that July corn futures ought to probably begin to try to find some at least initial support on that. We look at July soybeans. If you use that gap there, that first week of October, midpoint of that was like 1039. We measured that off of a high about 1262. That puts us at 816, and today we're here at 839. So we've exceeded it a little bit on the corn market, and we're within striking distance here on the July soybeans.
Not a lot there, as you already said. Fundamentally, especially on the demand side, a lot of demand destruction in this corn market, and I keep coming back to the main question in. With a market with these kind of outside influences, who's going to step in here and want to buy this market long?
Well, you need to – I know I hear people keep talking about the corn market or the bean market is not trading its own fundamentals, that outside market activity is dictating direction, and that's not the case. Corn and soybean prices are reflecting deteriorating demand prospects as we go down the road. I just went through a balance sheet on corn with some best guesses on what's going to happen. It looks like from current projections, ethanol crush or ethanol grind could be as low as 3.2 billion or 3.4 billion bushels. USDA has us at 4 billion.
Right.
Exports, corn exports could fall back to 1.7, 1.6. USDA's got us about 2 billion. So where USDA's carryover numbers on the November report have us at 1.1, the trade is working something closer to 2 billion rather than 1.1. And that is why the corn market is deteriorating, and that is one of the reasons why the corn market is unlikely to worry about corn acres, at least in the near term. Soybean demand is still pretty good, but traders are looking for big, huge increases in soybean plantings next year, and then that will probably weigh down soybeans. So the market is working deteriorating demand balance sheets. Now, you can say that was maybe a result of outside forces. I mean, it's the strength of the dollar. But it's a, you know, recessionary global economy, and the grain markets are getting hit too.
All right. We'll talk to you again this afternoon. Maybe get some thoughts on downside targets beyond what you've already talked about. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, not to trading off of the floor. Well, let's look at this. It is not trading off the floor. The March, though, at 531, down 15. December wheat at the Board of Trade, not trading off the floor either. March, 502 and a half, down 17 and a quarter. December corn, 324 and a half, down 7 and a half. January beans, 819 and a half, down 10 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.